hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
I'm Alan Watt, on the radio, indeed, and cutting through the matrix, standing in for John Stadmiller for the next hour to go. And trying to break through, as I say, some matrix conditioning to help people understand that what's happening today is not really new in the sense that you have an elite who interbreed. They can appear like you, but amongst themselves, they call us the commoners. We marry in common. We don't marry because some high priesthood picks out good genes and power from powerful families and good dowries. We marry because we get a tad, well, you know what I mean, is we get kind of horny, and that's how we generally mate up. That's been the system of life forever. But the characters at the top, no, they only marry generally just to have offspring. Their own offspring is very important because they are into eugenics. They've always been into eugenics, nothing new. In ancient times, sometimes kings would marry and pharaohs would marry their sisters to keep it all in the family. They thought they were superior. They didn't know why at the time. They called it blue blood and different names, but they knew it was something in their bodies that made them superior and ruthless. What it was really, it was simply the fact that they were psychopathic in nature, and as Plato said, you can train or breed out or in any traits that humans have into humans or out of them. And therefore, obviously, if you want a king, you want someone who's pretty ruthless on occasion, but yet manageable by the high priest. The high priests always have to manage them, the top advisors. But they must be ruthless, psychopathic, tremendous ego. And therefore, you want to breed out any symptoms or of compassion. Therefore, the ones who show the right psychopathic traits are matched up with a female from another powerful family, a family that's dominated maybe whole countries, and that's how they've been made up. They're psychopathic. Now, from their point of view, they are the natural successors and the natural ones to dominate the world. That's what they believe. They often couch it in phrases such as, this is nature's way. Darwin was very good at that. We don't, even Albert Pike said it, we don't criticize nature. He was talking about those with the high IQs, the brains, the cunningness, like top predatory animals, to get their prey and always be top dog. They think that's natural, and they think the ones at the bottom, the commoners, should be subjugated and meant to serve them. That's the purpose of the masses. The whole democracy nonsense was put out there simply to con the public from the 1700s onwards, when all the revolutions were happening, con them into believing that they had rights and they were all equal in those rights. Otherwise, we'd have revolutions every 4 or 5 years. So instead, they give you elections and keep telling you you have rights, even when they show by their actions that you don't. You don't have rights. You do what you're told, or else. And that was the con game that was pulled off, because the elite in the 1700s had a few big scares, and they decided it would never, ever happen again. They would employ think tanks. They would project the future by keeping the pulse on the public and finding out where it was going and guide the public along different paths. They'd give us our thoughts and our topics, and they would give us a new culture that's been very successful. As far as interracial racial problems go, or marriage goes, and good luck to anybody in this day and age that can get married from any group or different races and actually make it work. Good luck to them, because marriage itself, as everyone knows, has been under attack in all cultures, and there's very little chance, as everyone knows, of anyone coming through it with the same mate the day they die. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, filling in for John Stadtmiller on Intel Report. And I'll be back on again 1 hour after this show ends with Cutting Through the Matrix, so look in later tonight. We are under attack, all right, but so is the whole world under attack. As I say, the elite themselves have no favorites in this game. They go to all the top meetings with scientists and so on and listen to them gibbering on about the wonderful new races they'll create to serve them better, the new humanoid types with mixtures of some better material here and there. They'll swap different genes from different people and different races for what the desired outcome. Different kinds of purpose-made humans. Ideal design, ID. The ID also has another meaning, means ideal design. And they've come to the conclusion a long time ago, we're just too imperfect. We need too much entertainment. We have to reward ourselves. When we work every month, we want to buy some little piece of plastic from China that's supposed to make us incredibly happy for 5 minutes. And then work another month to get something else from China that will break before you know it. That's the con game. It's all a big lie. We've all been trained Pavlovian style into this system, and people wonder why they're generally unhappy. Well, things don't make you happy. You see, the things don't make you happy. Being a true human being and interacting with other humans is the only thing that can make you happy. It's from within. That's where happiness comes from, not from little things that you buy and turn to rust or fall apart, or the plastic it just breaks in your hand, as they do today generally. Everything today is meant to fall apart. It's cheap junk because we're going through the last phases of the consumer society. The next type that they bring in won't be a consumer society. There'll be a servile society, purpose-made. That's where it's going. And yes, the boys at the top probably will try and stir up the racial tensions within countries that have done this down through the centuries over and over. If they can't get people of a different race to do it, they'll pick on religion, one religion against another. We saw that in Northern Ireland going on too for years, something they set up in the 1500s, so they could always pull out the hat every so often when things got too quiet. And they always give you your leaders, unfortunately, in all sides and all colors. And the general population of the world better catch on to this fact rather quickly. And personally, you see, I don't judge a person by their skin color or their accent. And I don't believe I have to love a whole race of people, even the ones I come from. I go on by whom I like personally, individually. If there's something special in them or they talk from the heart and this is a real person speaking, that's the only thing that makes you like someone or dislike them. But to blanket cover a whole people as some kind of stereotype is just simply out of date. The elite don't care about one group or another. When we get that through our heads, maybe we can all work together to thwart and divert this particular agenda from the path it's deemed to go on. Now, as they're dumbing us down through many, many ways, inoculations is one way. They have been tampering with our genes through inoculation. Our immune systems are down, we're three-quarters shot, basically, compared to 1950s level. So the more inoculations they give us, the more shot our immune systems become, because that was the purpose of them in the first place. It was not to make you healthier. It was because they decided a long time ago there were simply too many of us. And Thomas Malthus, who worked for the East India Company, had that big warning cry in the 1700s and published his little essay on population and the problems that he foresaw on behalf of the elite. We found the same thing being reiterated by Charles Galton Darwin, the grandson of Charles Darwin, in the 1950s with his big book, well worth reading, called The Next Million Years, where he stood up for the elite saying there's too many commoners. They're breeding out of control. They'll overwhelm us. We've got to do something about it. Maybe sterilize them. Maybe use the needle to do it. Maybe spray it on them. Maybe put in their water supply and their food supply and so on. But it has to be done. And he was given massive applause by all the leading institutions of his day for saying all of that. These are very, very, very nice psychopaths at the top. Now, while all of this is going on, and we're diverted all over the world, now for the last 10 years, we have been sprayed daily from the air, and anyone with a thinking brain who does not disregard their own perceptions will see it, you see. Now, Zygmunt Brzezinski did say in his own book, Between Two Ages, that shortly the public will be unable to think or reason for themselves unless it's on the television. So if it's not on television, they won't believe it, even though they see it. And that's happened, because the spraying is heavy. Daily dosing or spraying is going on all across the world, even in Japan now, and in China. I'm certain that within all of this stuff, it's not just to do with atmosphere or weather control. That's part of it. We know that. There's a lot of documentation out on the HARP technologies that are used in conjunction with the spraying of the air. The metallic particles make HARP more effective. They signed into a treaty in the 1970s, the United Nations, all the things that HARP could do. Earthquakes, tidal floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, and so on. Droughts and floods. All of that stuff was already under its capability back then. But there's another aspect of the spraying, because you go back to the originator of the aerial spraying. And that was the man who came up and invented the H-bomb, Mr. Teller. And Mr. Teller advised spraying the air with metallic particles using a HARP-type technology, but he also said, apart from using it for weather warfare, they could also affect the moods and the minds of the populace. It was already known back in the 1950s. And people are getting sick across the world, chronic bronchitis, that just doesn't leave them from this aerial spraying. And I've got thousands of photographs, too many to even put up on the website, and they come in every day from all over. Here's an article from the Epoch Times. That's E-P-O-C-H, Times, the Epoch Times. I say poch like a Scotsman does or a German does. English would say epoch, but it's a C-H at the end of it. And it's from January the 16th, 2008, by Martin Croucher, Times UK staff. Humans tampering with the atmosphere may be causing extreme weather patterns. Experts, you know, these big group of experts believe, they believe that the debate on climate change has ignored the role of environmental manipulation projects. Artificial manipulation of the climate is nothing new. During the Vietnam War, the U.S. military used cloud seeding techniques to cause torrential rain and disrupt enemy supply lines. Last month, Chinese media reported that the Communist Party was preparing rain prevention techniques to be used on the opening and closing ceremonies of the Beijing Olympics this year. This is old. This is child's play. But some experts believe that the new technology can enable governments to manipulate the climate patterns globally for military use. Extreme weather patterns in recent years, such as record numbers of hurricanes, floods, and droughts across the world, may have been a result of such technology being tested, they claim. Now it goes on to play it down a bit. It says, without concrete evidence to support them, now there is concrete evidence, such claims to them remain little more than a hot topic for conspiracy theorists. That's a term put out by the elite for all us to use. Conspiracy theorists, like it's a new hobby. But there are things about the various atmospheric research projects run by the U.S. military that do not stack up. The High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HARP, based in Gokona, Alaska, an array of transmitters pointed towards the sky, is claimed to be a scientific endeavor for studying the properties and behavior of the upper atmosphere. They deal with the ionosphere. Now, that's only one base. There's another one in Greenland and Iceland, and they have 54 worldwide. It consists of an ionospheric research instrument which fires a beam of energy at the upper atmosphere and a series of other antennae for monitoring changes. But to many, the project resembles a death ray with all the hallmarks of a James Bond film. Canadian economist and policy advisor Dr. Michael Chuzodowski calls it a weapon of mass destruction, which it is actually. That's why they signed the treaty at the United Nations. It can cause mass destruction. Actually, they said this makes the atom bomb obsolete at the United Nations. The project is funded by the U.S. Air Force and Navy, and on its website claims that a key purpose is to enhance communications and surveillance systems for both civilian and defense purposes. The idea is to magnify communication signals so they can be received by receivers on submarines and underground bunkers. Now, that's not true, because they already had, during the whole Cold War, alternate systems to pass the extremely low frequency signals to submarines. People who have a memory might remember all of the stories that came up with the Bermuda Triangle, and spooky movies they put out there too, about compasses going crazy on ships and an aircraft, and they just couldn't figure out what it was. Well, it's because in Bermuda, you see, they were using special transmitters for ELF. And ELF also is how whales and dolphins and so on guide themselves, and they kept beaching themselves up on the beaches and had all the fish lovers out pulling them back in to the water, trying to save them, and they would come immediately back onto shore again, and they couldn't figure it out. Well, it's because that was the military-industrial complex doing that. That's what was behind it. They didn't need HARP for that project. Then it goes on to say, it says, the project is funded by the U.S. Air Force and Navy, and on its website claims that a key purpose is to enhance communications and surveillance systems. The idea is to magnify communication signals that can be received by receivers on subs. But according to some, the facility also possesses the capability to knock out communications in a wide area of the world. by making modifications to the ionosphere. Well, they've already tested that and they can do it. Now we're back with more after the following messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, standing in for John Stadmiller. And I'll be on for the next, 40 minutes or so. Then I'll be back on with Cutting Through the Matrix at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm reading this article from the Epoch Times to do with the HARP technologies. And I'll continue because this part's quite important. It says the facility has been used for this purpose. If it's been used for this purpose, it's doubtful that we would ever find out. In 1977, the U.S. was signatory to an international convention which banned military or other hostile use of environmental modification techniques having widespread, long-lasting, or severe effects. Now, you'll find that if you go into the United Nations, into the treaties section, under weather warfare treaties. It defined environmental modification techniques as any technique for changing through the deliberate manipulation of natural processes, the dynamics, composition, or structure of the Earth, including its biota, lithosphere, hydrosphere, and atmosphere, or of outer space. Well, I've done all of that, actually, including outer space. However, according to Dr. Tuzadovsky, the scientific establishment has since been mute on the possibility that unusual weather patterns may have arisen from artificial manipulation. Well, we all see it. They put the farmers out of business in the U.S. and Canada, especially at the West there, by giving them drought after drought and then giving them a flood after about 4 years. And that's part of it because there's been no private agriculture. It's all to be big agri-food businesses. The top five, like Monsanto, Archer Daniels, Midlands, and so on, because the United Nations has said that farming was too important to be left to families. To continue this article, however, according to Dr. Chosadovsky, the scientific establishment has since been mute. This is one of the most powerful weapons in the world, but no one mentions it at the policy level. This has potentially devastating consequences for the environment, yet no one dares to raise it when they meet on the global climate agenda. And that's the truth. No one will talk about the spraying or the use of HARP. And ham radio guys have been picking this up 24 hours a day. I can pick up on my shortwave 24 hours for the last, eight years daily. It says, this is a weapon of mass destruction in the truest sense of the word. It can be used to interfere with the climate in a wide area without anyone knowing anything about it. According to radiation expert Dr. Rosalie Bertel, HARP has a facility for disrupting weather patterns. She said, I believe that this is an attempt to influence the course of the vapor rivers, which are streams of vapor carried in the lower atmosphere, five each in the northern and southern hemisphere, which bring rain from the tropics into the temperate zones. The course of these rivers, when changed, can cause drought or flooding. It's also likely that these HARP manipulations of the ionosphere can influence the shape of the jet streams, which in turn have effects on temperature and local weather patterns. Now, when they first used this, I watched on television about 9 years ago, and suddenly the jet stream was going right up the Pacific, doing a right angle at British Columbia or Vancouver, and going straight across as a straight line across the whole of Canada out to Nova Scotia. That never happened before. Now it's fairly common, because in the HARP Treaty, if you go into it, you'll see that they can bring down the jet stream right down to ground level and cause devastation and all kinds of strange weather. To continue with this particular article, it says the course, her research is corroborated by Nick Bagage, an author and associate of Dr. Bernard Eastland, one of the figures behind the creation of HARP. According to Chuzadovsky, he owned a patent, and he goes into the patent number and so on. It's called Method and Apparatus for Altering a Region in the Earth's Atmosphere, Ionosphere, and or Magnetosphere, under a contract with Atlantic Richfield Corporation, that's ARCO, whose subsidiary Advanced Power Technologies, APTI, completed the first stage of the HARP project. There has, however, been little official indication that HARP is to be used for military purposes. Now, that was the main purpose of it, remember. Now, they don't build multi-billion establishments across the planet so they can take photographs and admire them. All warfare weaponry is meant to be used. They've never made anything which they haven't used eventually. And they're using this today because the whole con game of global warming is being caused by a global attack on the atmosphere. And that's what part of all this daily spraying across the world is all about. You'll see them crisscrossing the skies if you're up early enough in the morning. It's in Belgium, Luxembourg, all over the planet. I've got the photographs. But again, if the mainstream media ignores it, and you mention it to someone who is stuck in the mainstream media, it can't be important. They will deny what they see. It's also an official policy for the Air Force in Canada, Britain, and all over to give out the same standard reply to anyone complaining, and they'll tell you what a condensation trail is. Like little children, little baby words, how condensation trails are formed. These trails that go across the sky, if you watch them, you'll often see them switching on the spray. And then go across part of the sky and switch it off again. Now, if that was a condensation trail coming from the burners and the afterburners, that plane, which is not a glider, would start tumbling out of the sky. It would not continue in a straight line at the same speed, at the same altitude. It would be impossible. So they switch on and off and on and off across the sky, making little dots and dashes sometimes. I'll be back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, filling for John Stadmiller, who's down with the flu today. I'll be back on after the show ends in an hour. Afterwards, an hour later, with Cutting Through the Matrix, I'm reading an article from the Epoch Times about the HARP technology. And just to finish off what it says here, they point to a document that was released from the Air University of the U.S. Air Force. The number is AF2025, Final Report. And they're going to see here a fanciful document of future technologies. This is what supposedly the conspiracy theorists use as evidence, but it's actual fact. It was also published in newspapers across the country, across the world. And again, to see it, it's an extract from the Air University of the U.S. Air Force AF2025 Final Report. It reads, U.S. Aerospace Forces will own the weather by capitalizing on emerging technologies and focusing development of those technologies to war-fighting applications, from enhancing friendly operations or disrupting those of the enemy via small-scale tailoring of natural weather patterns to complete dominance of global communications and counter-space control. Weather modification offers the warfighter a wide range of possible options to defeat or coerce an adversary. He goes on to read, however, it's doubtful the document readily available online carries any official indication of current policy. Well, of course, they won't add to that. A spokesman for the U.S. Department of Defense was unavailable to comment on the accusation at the time of going to print. Well, they have been using it, you see, and they are using it because they must create a form of chaos, that the world's going to hell in a handbasket and nature's just going rampant and chaotic with all kinds of weird weather happening, and it's all our fault. And that, of course, was what was dreamed up at the Club of Rome, the big think tank that works for the globalists, when they came up with the idea. And you'll find this in their own book written by the two heads, the CEOs of the Club of Rome, in their book called The First Global Revolution. It was printed in about 91. They tell you in the 1970s they were looking for ways to unite the whole planet, because they found that in wartime, that's when people all obey and come together and go through sacrifice and do what they're told. So they'd have to find a new type of war to pull the planet together in a global society. And they hit upon the idea, out of many possible ideas, that man was destroying Mother Earth, you see, and creating tremendous weather problems. Therefore, man would be the enemy, and they'd have to bring in a new system to control man. They tell you all about it. They could have picked the space alien thing if we'd all believed in it enough, and projected holograms in the sky. They almost had that going with all the big cults that grew up off the UFO syndrome. So be very, very careful what you want to believe in. Do your homework on everything, and try and always find and look behind the screen of the Wizard of Oz to see who's pulling the little levers and what he wants you to believe. And then you'll find out for yourself what you should look into and what you should, what conclusions you should come to for yourself. Now, on the line, we've got, I think it's Mohammed from Oregon. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, Mr. Alan, can you hear me good?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. I would like to appreciate you taking my call, and I have a few comments for you. First of all, the Bush speech will seek to calm fear over economy. What a baloney. I mean, our economy is gone down the tube. I mean, millions of the people with the mortgages that they given to them are messed up. And now he is telling us everything is good. Again, he lies and he lies and he lies. I mean, and he thinks that we are going to buy it. Never, never. We are not going to buy his lies that he's going to say. And also, he's going to warn the third time for Iran's attack, World War III. So in Persia, we say if you say things three times, it will happen. So two times he, in the past few months, he warned that World War III will be start from Iran. And now he's going to again pretty much say the same thing again in his speech in a few days. So, I mean, I would like to your comment on his speech, please.
Well, I don't generally follow their speeches because I believe what Eisenhower said. And he said that the general public should realize that one man cannot rule a whole nation in this day. There are so many departments. And so the front men at the top are given script writers who know generally more than the front man does. And that's why there's a whole group of them who have specialized areas. One man, and this is the myth of modern democracy, that one man somehow is in charge. That's the con game that we believe in. We have military-industrial complexes above it. We do have literally people from Hollywood, scriptwriters, who work with them and write scripts often to con the public. They understand the psychology of people very, very well. They definitely do. We see, they don't want to kick off World War III. We're in World War III. World War III began with the first attack on Iraq. The first attack on Iraq back in the 90s. That was the kickoff to to World War III, and the whole agenda was to bring in a new global order of things. And those countries that had not joined the IMF and the world banking system, those systems who didn't have what they called democracy, because they decided that they'd lied after all when they brought people into the United Nations, when they said you can keep your customs and your way of life, etc. That was a con they used for 50 odd years. Now they don't, they're not pretending anymore. They decided long ago they would only have one world culture, and that was the culture that they would give to a world society. And so anyone who was religious might be a problem, because religion, regardless of all the problems within religions, it leaves the individual with a conscience. You either obey what you think is right by your God or your deity or whatever, or you obey your king. And often there was conflict there when you didn't want to obey your king. That's why we find that before the King James Bible came out, the King James Bible came out in response to the Geneva Bible being written in Switzerland by expatriates who were in hiding, and it was trying to show the people that they didn't have to follow illegal or ungodly even laws put out by their kings. And the King James Bible was put out in a response where the writers and authors were told to try and build up all those statements where the king was the sovereign and God put him there. It was a war. So religions are used, and holy books are used as war, and always updated. This war today is to eradicate all religions. It's time that they have said that all what they claim are superstitions must cease. And the new sciences, or the scientists, are the new priesthood. The experts will tell us what to believe or not believe in this new grand world order. Therefore, they must eradicate all those old systems, including the family too. See, religions tending to keep the families together by giving them specific laws. And that, again, is part of it, because their mission, even in the 1800s, according to H.G. Wells, was elimination of the family unit. So those countries that still have a functioning family unit are to be eradicated.
Exactly. And, you know, one word religion and one word language, such as Esperanto or Interlingua or Kilingon, I mean, they are going to push for that. And, I mean, everything is in place, in order.
They don't even have to go along the old way of Esperanto or any of those new languages to try to dream up, because when they insert a chip in you, you will have a computer language. So they're going to bypass. They don't even need Esperanto anymore. We're talking about simple graduations within generations. Now it's a rush and lots of changes between each generation. They're looking to be 20 years down the road when they'll have a society that are all hooked up to computers, and you'll have what they call the language of mathematics will rule your life. That's what Lord Bertrand Russell did his thesis at university on. That's what he worked on, was a computer language for a computer society.
Exactly. I think you're right. But, I mean, they're pushing that I sent you an email, actually. Have you ever received my email yet? On the worldgovernment.org?
I didn't even look at them, to be honest. I've been so busy.
Oh, yeah. I sent you on the worldgovernment.org that they're issuing a world passport to that, and world identification card, and world marriage certificate, world driver's license, etc. too. I mean, that's very important. I hope you can get to the bottom of it, and you tell us more about what kind of organization they are, and to whom they are affiliated. I believe they have affiliated with CFR, but I'm not sure. But
you'll find that the World Citizen Society are behind it, and the World Citizen Society is run by the Rockefeller Foundation. They give out World Citizenship Awards. Now, here's a family who are intensely involved in politics. They've even had members in the Senate and so on. And they're giving out global citizenship awards to all the top people. I think some of the people who are running for president today have global citizenship awards, and here they are applying for a national position over you. But you see, the secret society that founded the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs that runs these big foundations on behalf of the global aristocratic and royal elite go by Socrates. And Socrates supposedly, according to Plato, when he was dying, he said that I die not as an Athenian or a member of Attica, I die as a citizen of the world. And so it was only for a philosophical elite that this who would take over this world, that's what it was meant for, and it's still the same today. They see themselves as a separate breed, much more evolved than the rest of society that still thinks in what they call the narrow confines of nationalism.
Exactly. And I have one question, the last question for you. What would be a solution? How can we prevent all this mess? How we can prevent all these things of really to go forward and to go to the final stages? I know we are in the final stages, but what are, I know I am wake up, you are wake up, your listeners are woke up. I mean, so what else can we do? I mean, what ways can we do?
What you've got today, and this is the key to everything, and it's how I kind of started this talk at the beginning of the show. This is a fight to regain and retain your humanity. And that means that we have to very quickly decide, are we really so unhappy that we'll go along with this Borg agenda? That's what it is. You're going to become Borg in the future. Or is what we are, which is a full human being with a complete range of emotions and abilities to love, even the ones to hate at times, all of those things, a complete human being, is it worthwhile fighting to retain that? And that's what the war truly is all about at the very bottom level. If we don't stand up and say, yes, life is not supposed to be one happy journey into nirvana every day of the week with the good and the bad, and be mature. See, maturity is not down today. We have created a youth culture with a very immature society. Even our comedy shows are awful. They've created an immature, and you have people who are middle-aged and elderly today are just as immature often. They've learned nothing their whole lives. We're not supposed to be happy all the time. There's even a happiness sometimes, and sadness is definitely a growing that comes out of it, and grief. And are we going to allow them to change all of that and remake humanity in what the image they want us to be, or are we going to stand up and say we have all the rights in the world to decide which way we will go?
Exactly, indeed. And thank you very much for taking my call, and you have a nice evening over there in Canada.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that truly is what the battle is. It's not a battle to retain the few pennies you have in the bank. It's not a battle to earn enough money for that cable TV so you can get your mind sozzled every night and fried by all the junk as they push the envelope, as they call it, in the trade. And that's what they call it in the culture creation industry. They push the envelope to see how much degradation they can put out to you daily and monthly and yearly, and watch you go down the hill. Because when you are completely degraded, you have nothing to fight for. That's the bottom line. This is a science. This is a science understood thousands of years ago by people like Plato, who was trained in Egypt. Egypt had run the ancient world for 5,000 years already. That's an awful long time. These sciences of culture creation and updating culture like a computer program were well understood. They can give people their reality, or their more realistically, their unreality. They can have you worshipping a stone, a flame, whatever they want you to worship, a statue, or an invisible man in the sky. Whatever they want, they can make it happen, but they will tell you what the big man in the sky wants. And they'll make laws all around it, and they'll make sure that the children are conditioned and grow up believing it. accordingly. It's culture creation. And the first thing you must do is distort perceptions, something that they knew in the days of Zoroastria. Zoroastrianism was a perfect technique of that, the dialectic, the good and the bad in constant battle down through eternity. Ahura Mazda versus Ahriman. That's what it was all about. And that's where most of the religions came from, that source, in fact. You had someone writing all the good points that you did down through life, and someone writing all the bad points down through life. Good and bad, hell, heaven, and so on. And then they made the people obey them and have them worshipping fire, sacred fire. You can just light a fire anymore. You need permission. Today they give you a license to do it. It's the same con game. Same con game. You distort the perceptions of what you see yourself, and you'll come to a conclusion that's already predetermined because you've been trained that's what you're going to see. It's no different than taking people out and showing them the sky is full of streaks and all these aircraft going back and forth in a grid pattern, and they'll tell you they see nothing. When you point out the lines in the sky, they'll say, well, yeah, I see some lines, but that's condensation.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere.
The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, back for the last couple of minutes off the Intel report, standing in for John Stadmiller, who's down with the flu. Should be back tomorrow, I hear. And for myself, I'll be back in an hour's time with Cutting Through the Matrix. But in the meantime, yeah, I've been talking about how perceptions are distorted and how we think we're coming to our own conclusions, but we're not coming to our own conclusions when we can see evidence of something that should shock us, because your survival capabilities are meant to kick in. But because the media isn't talking about something which you can see, then you disregard it. It must be unimportant. They tell you the things you should think about and worry about, like poor Britney Spears or someone, something like that, you know. One person among 7 billion people, they have everybody prattling on and gossiping about. That's how they tell us to worry about this, but disregard what you see with your own eyes. Disregard the chronic illnesses that are breaking out and have been for some time. Disregard, as we're getting healthier and healthier, as science takes over all medication and so on, disregard the fact that we're dropping dead one in two with cancers. How can that be if we're getting healthier and all these inoculations are meant to help us? Population reduction, you see. Very, very simple. The media won't go into that aspect of it. Their job is to be part. In fact, they're an essential arm of government. The media gives you your reality. They tell you what to think about, what to worry about, what to do, what to wear, and all the gossip they fill your head with. What to emulate, what's in, what's out. They help you to float through life, float through, but never look around you. That's the job, scientific indoctrination. And it's not surprising that the top media moguls down through the last 100 years or so run off and get knighted by Her Majesty the Queen for their good works in keeping you all dumb, dumbed down, and immature. That's the job of it. I used to wonder why they gave so much accolade to the top newscasters, even in Britain, never mind the US, when they retired. I mean, this guy reads a dummy board. He just reads. He's a good reader. He's paid to be a good reader. He doesn't even make the news up. But it's because they wanted you, a whole nation, to become familiar with that face, because he became daddy. And of course, the question is, would daddy ever lie to you? You grow up with them. They never retire. They keep them there for about 60 years and pay them incredible salaries for reading a dummy board for 15 minutes to half an hour per night. Not bad money if you can get it. That's why they keep them there so long. The most trustworthy father-like figures who look at your eyes, write to you every night, and actually is reading a dummy board right in front of them. It's all illusion. The world is run on tricks and mirrors and distorted perceptions. We better snap out of the illusions very, very quickly while we have time to think at all. From myself and Hamish up here in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Take America.